get the grand daf Masechtas Naz daf and Al begin them and Al begin Tezmas begin with the words of the Brisa, which explain the halacha of our Mishnah, which one of the items that mitame the nazir to be that he has to do teglachas is a muli rekib, is a ladleful of rekib. So the Brisa says, it says, quotes the words, "Ezum meis sheshli rekib." What is a dead person that has rekib? Meaning this halacha muli tevered rekib, the ladleful of the dust. That's metam oil, the contaminant oil, and nazir megaleich lav, and that's going to require the nazir to cut off his hair and start over his nazirs. So the Brisa says, as Tosfos quotes, it's someone who's dead. Shenikva arin, but arin shalshai, she was buried undressed in a coffin of marble or agabirut for shalvanim, or on top of a floor of stone. As Tosfos explains, in the shekas which doesn't get ground down, the endless topic of afach, and we don't have to be in doubt. Maybe there's dust of something else mixed in. Kim b'rakim gup shalmeis, you only have the dust of the decomposition of the dead person. But, as Tezuk quotes, the Brisa, Nikva b'chsusa, if it's buried in his garment, in the shrouds, then even if it's a coffin of marble or even if he's undressed, but it's b'arun shal eitz, with a coffin of wood, l'agab b'ritz v'shal labenim, or on the floor of brick, which is Tezuk mentioned, nechis l'shachik v'likashes, where it's easily ground down and crumbles, me'alein by themselves, then the words of the Brisa are Zemesh in Lerekav. That's a dead person that doesn't have this halacha brackets. And Taisa explains about Lokach Arba Chomesh Tarbadim in Rekav Shle. Even if you take 4 or 5 ladlefuls of this Rekav, of this dust, Shabavadi Yesh Kamali Tarb Meguf HaMes, then you, by default, you sure going to have a ladleful from the dead person, but Tar is still going to be pure. Because the main Bepekam Pelsa, the Gemara says, Nidach B'Zayim Beis, where it's comparing Matchilas, just like the beginning, Adoba Achanas like Gilgal, and anything else becomes Gilgalin, which we're going to say shortly what that is. Mashmah sounds like the Behold like Amanda Poly. It sounds like in the beginning, there, no one disagrees, only towards the end. But in the beginning, someone else mixed with it in the beginning. In the time, even though it has that shear, it's not like because you're not going to have the shear. It's even if you have the shear, anything else mixed in with it takes away the halacha of rakas. Today's quote is the words of Gemara, Amma Ula. To be maskal, that Ula says, Ein rakib el abam and abasam and agin not samas. Rakib is only if it comes from flesh, the ligaments, and the bones. As Tayyip says, Kulam, Tzok, Sheher, Rakib. Rakib has to be from all three of them. Now, the question, however, Rabbi asked to Ula is, we have a braisa that sounds like that homin etzim, but if it's just from bone itself, then, meaning luchud by itself, it sounds like tummy would be tummy. It's only in the buses that's going to be tar. So it's like, well, no, it means a rekab from basa is tar until you have etzim in the basa, but not etzim itself. But the Gemara asks, as Taisa quotes, well, like a gidin, but there's no ligaments, or you're just saying etzim a basa. And Tayyip explained, and the Gemara couldn't answer, oh, that this is what we're saying. Something like we said regarding Basar. Same thing we'll say regarding the Etzim, that no, from meat itself is tar until you have in the Rekab of Etzim and Gidin with the Basar, because then that would be the case. Listening to Basar, but Etzim tar, you should say from Basar, Etzim to be tar. But they kidnap, and then you can make it a dik. Ad ikigin ma dan until you have Gidin with it. But if you say only one of them, it sounds like you have to have another one, but not until you have to have all three. So the Gemara answers, you're right, but we don't have to say gidim because as Tayyip quotes, there are not called yevshel abasim like gidim. It's not possible to have flesh and bones without ligaments. I suppose it's bothered for ula sheska gidim. So why is ula mentioning gidim as the three if it's inevitable? It's like, no, you need it. Lafuki nefil. He wants to come to include a still bunch in his kashya about a begin where his limbs actually you could actually have basim on the tzemes, which was not yet tied with the ligaments yet. So what's the word? So what's the bris? So leimayvach is not too much such a case, but enigma only by a full fledged child, and if that explains each opinion why. One says Gidin, one doesn't say Gidin. Then next, the Maskel Tayyip to begin with the words of the Gemara that Shnei Mesim Shnigvu Zem Zem. You have two dead people buried with each other. Each one becomes something else mixed in with the other one. Now, the Perkam and Peles over there in the Gemara and neither the Chosayim of Vizgasin Machal Svarim, the Gisin, all the texts is Gan Gilon. Not Gilgalim, but Gankilon. The Gamba Orch Pesh Gilgalim, he explains it's Afrahu. It's dust, Shem Ura B'Mokamacha, which is it's earth and mixed in from somewhere else. Lashon Dovah Miskalkal, the word Gilgalim is from like something that rolls, it rolls in from something else. White Pesh Baruch, he explains Gilgalim is Kretremabla, similar to the word like contrary. Like Yimir Rekev, because the Allah Mashmina was not with said Rekev, El Shemai Sechalim from one dead person. Lashesh Mesachim, or but not if it has something else, which is contrary to it, that's mixed in with it. However, on this halacha, the Gemara, as Tosa quotes, says, most of them nothing. Quotes a Brisa, it says, Rekav, but Mishne Mason Tame, you have Rekav that comes into dead people, it's going to be Tame. And Tosa explains, because like the Gemara assumes, the Mayashne Kriyacha, that could mean that these two dead people are buried together. So that Rabbi says, no, they're buried separately, and then you go ahead, Venir Kavur, as Tosa quotes, then they had Rekav, and then Ba'am Damali Tarvid, and then they go ahead, and they together will be a ladleful. As Tosa explains, Achash Achlan Ash, after that, the moths, after the bacteria goes and consumes them, that each one only has a half a ladleful, then together it will have the halacha of a moly teru rakav. Now, since each one was independent, individual, when they were married, they have halacha rakav, and together there will be the ladleful. So it's a wonder. Why is the Brisus picking that together they're going to be one ladleful, meaning that you didn't have left over, as some Gisus add in the words, that you didn't have from each one a ladleful of rekav? It's coming to tell you a chiddush that only the sum total of the two of them is only one ladleful. Then obviously the kahash to recommend the ekiv must be that you have the from the dust is also from the heel of the dead person. For the halchi abashir katabra that we're saying still it's going to have the measurement like a ladleful. Because actually later on the gemara results from this halacha boyu the rekiv abam ekiv mahu. What's halacha regarding the rekiv from the heel? What's halacha? Meaning, the gamlefi adifa that even according to where the Gemara rejects the raya, but shemina, but what we do learn from it is the meis the arkiv kule, that if the whole entire dead person did decompose, mimisav rekiv ekiv, that then for sure the heels, rekiv, it combines l'shara kvufis l'tarmid, the rest of rekiv, for the ladleful, and then we only know because you didn't have enough him it's only had enough for a half, obviously it's the whole dead person, including the heel. And that you only know in such a case, that's why we said that. Next, there's also to begin with the Gemara, that the Gemara proves the halacha that God's desire to recover Imai Nas like a golem, because not how some learned over there where Tess explains the Mishnah Mesetz Olin Paragim Mishnah Gimel, that says, Kol Shebimei is Tame. Tess quotes the words of the Mishnah, that whatever is by a dead person is Metame, and Bekama Or, and also the skin, where it's a plague about Paragim Nidh, the Gemara Nidh, the Mnohem Ralph, has a Machlek, Sigma Dam and Rabban, some say it's rabbinic, some say it's biblical. But as the words of the Mishnah are, Kol Shebimei is Shinayim, Basar, it's a part, except for the teeth, the hair, and the fingernails, whereas Tess explains Shatahir and Avmin Rabban that they're pure even rabbinically. However, as the words of the Mishnah are, b'shas chibur l'meis kol tamei, when they're connected to the dead person, they're all tamei, because it takes place on the gei ma'al l'meis, that if someone's going to touch or lean over them, when the gei ma'al l'meis is essentially touching or leaning over the dead person, because da b'yad l'tumas l'meis, they're like handle their extension from the tumah of the mess. Now, there's a question that the Gemara asks, is Tais Kod Boy Chizkiah. Chizkiah has the following question. What's Allah regarding if you have here that's not detached, but it's ready to be cut off? The question is, is it considered like all other things connected to the dead person that's going to be tummy? Like a girl's tummy, where it's like it's cut off, and it's not going to become tummy from the mess, even when it's connected to the dead person, because it's ready to be cut off. Maybe not tummy, but it's going to be tummy as long as it's connected to the dead person. Now, the Yeshman question, some said the question not regarding tumma, but the lingal gal coming by. The question actually regarding something else mixed in. Meaning, do you say kagaz is dummy, that the hair is like it's already cut off, menasik gal, and then it's going to be something like mixed into the dead person himself, and it's going to make it as no reactive by law or not? But since it's a new kapish kind of mistake, it's more logical, like the first interpretation, the karmasin is going to mission, the choshe b'meis tummy, that regarding the halacha, everything by meis tummy, except for here that's detached, and that's the question, when it's emily gaz is what's the halacha? So Gemara wants to bring a raya from teaching Rabbi Bachana. That sounds like as Taisa quotes the words of Gemara time the Gazas, because it was cut off, as Taisa explains, us have a gagal. Then it's considered like it's something else mixed in. But as the words of Gemara are halal Gazas love, it wasn't cut off not. Meaning because of Mayim Bachalim, so many all situations that after Misaro and the Gaza, even from here it's ready to be cut off. We come and saying the leg Gaza wasn't cut off, they'll have a gagal, and it's not considered mixed in. So Hanami never said that we should say the same thing. The Bishaski Buritam, when it's connected, it's going to be Tom, never go, it's like the dead person itself. So that says Gemara, no. No, right. What we're saying is that Gazas is Galgalim, but Loi Gazas Tis Kutz with Gemara Tiboyelach. That you can still ask. Claim in other words, Rabba Chana Gufei Kome Boyle. He had the question himself. Hechid Loi Gazas where it wasn't cut off. Lochen Loi Gazas. Therefore, he picks the obvious case that he knows when it's cut off. The Gazas Daf Kutz Pshitle. Only there it was pushed him, but not that you could prove the other way. It's just he himself also didn't know the answer to that question. Rather, another question from Yirmiyah is Tis Kutz Rekav Avam and Eikemah. What's Halacham of the dust of the dead person that comes from the heel? Meaning, what's the question? Since by the heel of a person, there's thickness of flesh that has no life, it's what's called dead skin. So the question is, or not? So what's the question? So the Gemara explains, when we say, claim in other words, it comes from the flesh that has life to it, that now dead, but what comes from the heel, not. Or maybe it doesn't make a difference. So Gemara says, let's bring a raya from the Brisa we mentioned before, Ibn Nasim Mahoshia. When you have a Taisa quotes the words, Rekav Abam Shnei Mesim Tameh. When you have the Rekav that comes from two dead people, then it's going to be Tameh. Which, as Taisa explains, Le'eluk Mirava, and Rava previously explained, Kigun Shalimit Al Molei Tarvid, where together they're a spoonful, a ladleful of the dust. So in this Mishnah came a lady tarva that only have from the sum total of both them a ladleful. Now, the words of the Gemara as Tesis quotes, Viso Gedai de Chabam Nekib Loi Nevi, and the thing to say what comes from the hill is not, as Tesis Klemen Abu Chin Matem Sankim Tame. So then you have a question, as Tesis quotes Zil Hocha, go over here, Demon Derech Ekib Kos, maybe it's coming from the hill. Klem, in other words, says Tesis, Shemi Yishbem Nekib, maybe it has from the hill. Now, Tesis explains, Lahocha, not Kedemon, the reason why we say maybe, Shem is a bad day, even though it's the sum total of the dead persons, and you took all the dust, it's only half a ladle, but together the other one is a full ladle. No, it's not definite, because the Shem Ekib Ochel Osh. Maybe from the heel was consumed by the moths. Maybe the directive is from the rest of the body, but at least it's a possibility. So how could you say it's going to be tummy? So on that case, the girsa is the words hechadami in the Gemara. Claim, in other words, the Gemara is asking hechadami, what was the question? And that it's vadai, as the words of the Gemara are for sure, id arkiv kuli mace. If the whole dead person decomposes, it was the derech and comes through the heel, hechadami, yeah, you're right. As you prove, the eshle rakiv obviously has a lacha rakiv. Bachimai, you had not Rav Nosson. This is what the Mishnah was teaching, what Rav Nosson taught. The kishanekev kalameis, that if the whole mess decomposes, the nekev yom ekev and also the heel, sheish bein rekev for sure has the halacha bracket. But if the words of the Gemara elabayin heichad the arkev chad ever, the question is only when one limb decomposes, which I'd say is according to that's haregel the leg, and also the ekev that comes through the heel with the ikel, then you could say the vishayin chiz mebasa ekev, since anyways the skin was dead there by the heel, mila harkev, that's why it was quick to decompose. So maybe chia gavim like mi rekev, maybe we didn't say it, halacha mishra sinai of rekev, so therefore there's no raya. Another question the Gemara had was, "Ube b'mei isha may have a gagal, a uterus, a fetus in the woman's uterus, is that considered gagal? Meaning, k'shnei misin shakav and zemzel, like two dead people that are buried one with the other. So, to the fetus with the mother, is also a question of gagal."